Could Brian Flores become the next head coach for the Denver Broncos organization? We discuss why or why not and take a look at his time in Miami as the Broncos begin their search for a brand new head coach. Plus, the 2022 opponents that the Broncos face have been announced. We look at the home games, the away games, and we talk about draft order. Is the Broncos' selection in this year's NFL draft, how important is it for their positioning? We talk about that and much more. You get that here on Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team. Every day, the Broncos begin their new search for a head coach. Obviously, a lot of crazy news coming out of Black Monday, Sarah. The Broncos got that move done on Sunday, though. So we are forward-thinking here for the organization. There could be one ideal candidate that just became available after getting fired by a team that he coached for. We'll talk about that today, my friend. But from the South Stands to the End Zone, I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger. Both of us, we cover the Denver Broncos for the Locked On Network and Nine News. Make sure you subscribe, free and available everywhere you get your podcast. Watch us on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Turn on notification, Locked On Broncos, so you never miss out on all the coverage and content you get all year long for the true fan. And not to mention, thank you so much, Broncos country, for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day. Sarah, my friend, look, this is the wildest time of the offseason. We've already been talking about forward thinking with the Broncos and their coaching search here that George Payton is going to be leading. But an ideal candidate might have just become available out of the Miami Dolphins organization. How you doing, my friend? Let's break things down today.
Doing great, Cody. It's Black Monday in the NFL. Obviously, you and I, you know, we cover the entire NFL elsewhere. But right here, right now, we get to talk about the Denver Broncos. And I feel like, man, this day started off kind of with some shocking news. We got all the stuff that we kind of expected with the Bears, with the Vikings, things like that. But, man, the Miami Dolphins firing Brian Flores. I mean, that was a shocker to me. I don't know about you. I didn't see that coming after two straight winning seasons. But obviously, you know, he's going to become probably one of the top candidates available.
He definitely will. And, you know, I think the bigger question is he going to be a head coaching candidate, which ideally I think he's got the leadership traits to be that, or is he going to go back to being a defensive coordinator, right? I think when the common consensus, because I work with a lot of Miami Dolphins fans at Pro Football Network, the consensus was like they like Brian Flores. However, he had a whole variety of things that just didn't coincide well with the management and the ownership situation in Miami. So I think it presents a really good question. As we talk about coaching candidates, could Brian Flores be one of the top candidates and maybe the Broncos look to interview? I think it's a very unique opportunity for us to discuss pros and cons here. I've already seen a lot of members of Broncos country, a lot of the fans saying, hey, Brian Flores needs to be the Broncos' next head coach. Let's put the pause button on that real quick. I mean, we'll talk about it, but let's weigh the pros and cons here, Broncos country, before diving in head first. I know we're excited. I know everyone's excited for the offseason, the moves that the Broncos are going to make, but after three seasons firing him, and look, I thought that he did a really good job coming over to Miami, kind of turning over the culture, right? But there were some issues with, obviously, the quarterback situation. The organization selected Tua Tagovailoa ahead of Justin Herbert, and there was a lot of questions about whether or not Brian Flores was going to be the right job, you know, the right guy for the job, considering where Tua was at. And he didn't seem so soundly sold on Tua Tagovailoa as their quarterback. So I think it also points to an issue there. Miami Dolphins fans have told me they have not liked his in-game management as well when it comes to clock management, in-game decision-making. So when we factor in those things that we hear from Dolphins fans and those who cover the Miami Dolphins, I automatically think of Vic Fangio, right? Because Broncos fans were frustrated with game management and also a resistance and hesitance for a young quarterback. So, Sarah, in your opinion, just looking at Brian Flores, does this shape maybe the way that you view Brian Flores as a potential head coaching candidate for the Broncos? Or do you believe that maybe Denver could be a better environment for him than Miami? I mean, it's all up in the air right now, but I'm eager for your opinion.
It does. It makes a lot of sense on paper to go from, you know, oh, wow, well, we think he might be the best, you know, candidate available. Obviously, he did a really good job with the Dolphins. But like you said, there's more under the surface of this move that I think meets the eye, right? I mean, you talked about Dolphins fans not liking necessarily his game management. You talk about the issue that maybe he had with Tua and the quarterback situation. And there's the whole Deshaun Watson thing to unpack with, you know, there's been rumors and reports that maybe Watson wanted to play for Flores in Miami. And now that's all kind of up in the air. That's what Ian Rappaport tweeted out this morning anyway. So, I mean, it's so much there to unpack. And like you, I like the comparison that you made to Fangio, except for the fact that Fangio had a good working relationship with George Payton. Now, apparently, yeah, Flores is getting let go from the Dolphins because he didn't necessarily have a good working relationship with general manager Chris Greer. And I don't know if there's like animosity there between those two for, hey, you know, you took Tua over Justin Herbert and like now my job's kind of on the line, but yours isn't. And like, I don't know what the situation is there. All I know is, Cody, every time a Bill Belichick disciple goes elsewhere, it doesn't seem to work out. So I don't know what the deal is with that. But, man, I thought Flores was a really good coach, and maybe he still will be. I'm not writing him off as a head coach candidate, even for the Denver Broncos. People listening should remember, because it wasn't that long ago, he was a finalist for the Broncos job. And by finalist, I mean he got in the room and got an interview. So he was there in 2019 to interview. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with this, but initially my reaction, and you know this because we texted earlier, initially my reaction was just like everyone else. Well, this is a no-brainer. I mean, he's the top guy. Like, why would the Dolphins even fire him? Now the stuff that's kind of coming out gives me a little bit of pause, and especially because you know my thoughts on the QB position in Denver. Yeah. I'm a little bit hesitant on that, and so that's kind of where I'm at with Brian Flores at this point in time.
I think those are very valid points to consider. And obviously this is something we're just entertaining Broncos country back and forth, because I know Broncos fans, there's a lot of you that are excited about Brian Flores. And look, maybe Brian Flores could thrive in Denver. Look, I think that he does build relationships with his players. Now, I will say that he had some issues with some players like Kyle Van Noy in Miami, some guys that had this alpha dog mentality where they didn't necessarily want to listen to the coaches. Brian Flores has kind of had that talk about him, that he can build relationships with coaches. He's a player's coach. I think a lot of it's going to be dependent upon whether or not the Broncos put in a request to interview. As of right now, by the time we're recording this show, we don't know. We're not made aware of any interview requests the Broncos have formally submitted to the NFL or to other clubs to interview potential coordinators for the head coaching job and what have you not. But we'll have you covered here, Lockdown Broncos, with that. But as we said, you know, Sarah, and after the Vic Fangio firing and George Payton's press conference on Sunday, the Broncos, they are going to be casting a wide net for their next head coach for the Denver Broncos. Could it be Brian Flores? Time will only tell. And Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get into the conversation. The Broncos 2022 opponents have been solidified. We talk about the Broncos home slate and their away games. What divisions are they going to be playing? We go back and forth on that, and we talk about a little bit of a look ahead, and we throw some interesting questions at you, Broncos country, as it pertains to the optics for next season. We get to that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. It's our good friends over there at TurboTax. And people think unusual circumstances mean complicated taxes, but for TurboTax Live experts, that's what makes things unique. Life changes are exciting, and they usually have tax implications. Maybe you were a full-time employee who decided to freelance, and now you need some advice on how to file as a contractor. Maybe you started driving rideshare after your 9-to-5 job, or maybe you work in one state but live in another, and you need help reporting your income. Luckily, TurboTax Live has experienced experts that are dedicated to answering all of your tax questions and finding every deduction for you. And you can talk to them from your phone without ever having to leave your house. Whether you got married, had kids, or changed careers, TurboTax Live experts are ready to help you with your unique tax situation and get you the best tax outcome. To TurboTax Live experts, an interesting life can mean an even greater refund. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. You do your thing. They've got your taxes. Intuit TurboTax Live. As we jump into the second half action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Sarah Bettinger, myself, we have you covered every single day all year long, because for the true fan, there is never an offseason. We are so glad to have you covered with daily Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage. We were just talking about Brian Flores as a potential head coaching candidate for the organization here, but now let's kind of shift gears to a little bit looking ahead to 2022, right, in some aspect. The Broncos know who they will be playing, Sarah. And I tell you what, looking at the initial schedule after it got finalized after week 18, there's some excitement, there's a little bit of caution, and there's some concern as well that's very valid here. And the Broncos, they're going to open up the season. They're going to have 8 home games, and they're going to have 9 away games. Obviously, with the additional regular season game being added in, there's a little bit of an offset. Denver had 9 home games this past season, 8 away games home field was not really home field for the Broncos this season, Sarah. So, you know, maybe it'll balance itself out depending on what the Broncos do this offseason. But any intriguing elements to this upcoming schedule that you noticed here for the Denver Broncos?
You know, it's definitely not a repeat of this season, is it, Cody? I mean, I know things are all pretty much the same on paper. Fourth place schedule. We got 17 games. We got the, you know, we finished with the last place record in the AFC West, and so we get to play all the other last place teams. I'm just looking over this list here, Cody, and to me, it's not super exciting that we have to play the NFC West. I mean, that is a tough division, and I feel like, man, we were blessed this year with the NFC East. That's a terrible division, from top to bottom, really. And so I think the NFC West is kind of the polar opposite. That's where you're getting like the most innovative offensive coaches right now. And we don't know what's going to happen with Seattle, but I'm talking about obviously Arizona, the Rams, and then obviously the 49ers with Kyle Shanahan. So that to me is really intriguing. You got to play against kind of the murderer's row of innovative offensive play callers in today's NFL. Not to mention, I mean, you've got on this here, you got the, man, look at this schedule, Cody. I mean, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson again. I mean,
as a last place team too, which is wild.
That stinks, man. That's what I see immediately. I look for the quarterback, you know, the quarterback matchups on here, obviously the AFC West, as Vic Fangio stated on his way out, those are all top tier quarterbacks. And then you've got the NFC West, and then you've got the Ravens. It looks like a tough schedule to me. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go, Cody. I mean, that, it looks brutal early on.
Well, you know, I'd say one saving grace is that the Broncos will have to play the AFC South as well. And when we talk about conference play, their non-conference opponents, as you mentioned, the NFC West, which is going to be very, very difficult, at least the optics on paper right now. Three of those teams, at least out of the four, are unbelievable. And if Russell Wilson stays in Seattle, four teams are going to be pretty dang good and pretty dang hard to compete against, considering the talent that they do have. But the AFC South, I mean, you look at the Jaguars, you look at the Texans, it gives you a little bit of a good feeling potentially, right? Because you know, you believe that you can be in a position, and look, it'd be a rematch because the Broncos would have to play the Jaguars again on the road. The Texans game is going to be interesting, though. And then you have the Colts, and then you have the Titans. But look how it plays out here. Let's talk about the home games. Obviously, you get the Chiefs, you get the Chargers, the Raiders at home. You get the New York Jets at home. That's a saving grace, ladies and gentlemen. You get the Indianapolis Colts at home, which I think will be an interesting matchup. And we saw the Colts bounce from the NFL playoffs by losing to Jacksonville in Week 18. What a wild scenario there. You get the Texans at home. You get Kyler Murray, the Arizona Cardinals at home. And then you get Kyle Shanahan coming to Denver as the 49ers will be there. And more than likely, it'll be Trey Lance as their quarterback there. So a lot of intriguing options there. But when you look at the road game, the Broncos are going to be traveling to take on the Carolina Panthers, the Baltimore Ravens, which is a tough one. And the Broncos want some revenge after last season where the Ravens came into Denver. Maybe Denver can go into Baltimore and come out with a victory. On the road against the Jaguars, on the road against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans, that's going to be a tough test, at least just the optics on paper. On the road at the Rams, the Seahawks, the Chiefs, Chargers, and Raiders. Feels like a murderer's row there of games for this Broncos football team. But, you know, I think the one question that we talk about here, Sarah, when we look at the schedule, you know, ideally, I think a lot is predicated off of what happens this offseason with the team. Now, for example, I imagine our perception of how maybe some of these games might go. Let's say the Broncos go out and they get a quarterback like Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. I think it makes us a little bit more confident in some of those games, considering the personnel that the Broncos have. Going into it right now, if they go in with a rookie quarterback or they go in with Drew Lock, I don't know how I would feel about it. So I think it kind of leaves things up to question here for maybe where the Broncos' schedule is there. And outside of that, I mean, like I said, you get two games each against AFC West opponents, fourth place schedule. But even then, I think a lot of people misinterpret the fourth place schedule. It's based off of last year. All of these teams this offseason, Sarah, they're going to do whatever they can to get better. And I think it makes it a little bit more of a difficult challenge for this Broncos football team. Now, we don't know when they're going to play who, but we just know where the games are going to be. So obviously we'll wait for April or May for the NFL schedule to come out.
Definitely. It's all about the quarterbacks too. So like you said, depending on who the Broncos acquire, that's going to make this schedule either really daunting or really exciting. Because if you have a quarterback that can go up against these teams and their quarterbacks – that makes your schedule, you know, it makes it like, okay, this is must-see TV. You know, win or lose, it's must-see TV. But if the Broncos don't have a quarterback that can hang with these teams, you're kind of starting to think like, okay, like, is our roster going to be healthy and talented enough to be able to not get embarrassed by these teams, right? So obviously we saw the Broncos this past year, you know, beat teams like Dallas. They beat like the Chargers, right? So, I mean, obviously those two teams aren't necessarily the upper elite of the NFL, right? But at the same time, you know, they were still able to win a couple of those games, but that was a big hanging point. I think,
yeah,
I think the Broncos were 1-5 this past year in games decided by 6 points or less or something like that. And so it's brutal in close games like that. You got to have a QB that can make the plays down the stretch. And I can't help but wonder, I mean, just what is it going to be that's going to move the needle for the Broncos there in 2022?
Now, what are your thoughts, Broncos country, on the Broncos 2022 opponents? How do you feel about it? At least looking at it on paper right now, let us know in the comment section down below on YouTube or tweet us at Cody, or tweet us at Cody Rourke NFL, at Sarah Bettinger, at Locked On Broncos. But coming up here in just a moment, Broncos country, the Broncos draft position for the 2022 NFL draft is set. How important is it? Will they even have it? We talk about that and more coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about the sponsor. Today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, are good friends over there at the Get Upside app. And it's an incredible app where everyone who buys gas, they need to know about it. And Get Upside, listeners of Lockdown Broncos are making 25 cents per gallon for every gallon of gas every time that they fill up. And all you got to do is just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code Touchdown and you'll get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back per gallon, and don't pay full price at the gas pump anymore. Get cash back using the Get Upside app today. Just download the app for free. Use promo code Touchdown to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. And some people who are driving a lot, they make up to $200 to $300 per month in cash back alone. And there is no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account, and you can cash out anytime with your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon or other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code Touchdown for up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code Touchdown today with the Get Upside app and our good friends over there at onlinegambling.com. Thank you so much for sponsoring today's episode, Locked On Broncos. If you don't know already, onlinegambling.com is a website dedicated to giving gamblers the edge throughout the NFL playoffs. They're providing you with the best NFL tips, news, and more to help make your bets as informed as ever. And onlinegambling.com gives gamblers the edge by providing the best and most trusted experience online all day, every day, inspiring every gambler in the world to beat the odds. Don't make emotional decisions with your hard-earned dollars. Make informed decisions with information that's sourced by experts, and be sure to consult onlinegambling.com before placing your bets. Onlinegambling.com is on a mission to be the world's most empowering gaming and betting site, giving gamblers the edge by providing the best and most trusted experience online all day, every day. And onlinegambling.com is inspiring every gambler in the world to beat the odds. So go to onlinegambling.com and check out all the latest NFL playoff news and tips on how you can get the edge. And make sure you visit onlinegambling.com/NFL for all the latest gambling news and tips to give you the edge throughout the playoffs. Remember, onlinegambling.com/NFL to make the most of this year's playoffs. All right, Sarah, as we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. We talked about, obviously, the schedule for 2022. We talked about some potential head coaching candidates. But now, one topic that's very popular amongst Broncos country, the Broncos draft positioning in the 2022 NFL draft. Obviously, after week 18, the Broncos have locked in the 9th overall pick in the 2022 NFL draft. Sarah, this is a conversation that, look, I get into, and I've already got Broncos fans saying, you know, hey, when's your next mock draft coming out? You're not going to get a mock draft from me, ladies and gentlemen, until after I see some free agency moves. I think it's complete – it's pointless. It's overkill at this point for me to do a mock draft when we don't know what the Broncos' moves are going to be in free agency just yet. So when that happens, I'll do my first mock draft. That's probably going to be in the middle of March, so I'm not going to bombard you there. But then we will do mock drafts, and we'll have fans send their mock drafts in here on the show. You know, Sarah, them picking in this position in the 2022 NFL draft. Now the question is, what do they do with a top 10 pick, or do they potentially trade it away? I mean, what options are you most excited about entertaining if you were the GM, if you were in charge? How are you looking at the 9th overall pick?
Well, I know the last 9th overall pick, Cody, was a pretty good one. And for Broncos fans, that's obviously Patrick Surtain II, the last 9th overall pick that we had in the NFL draft. So big shoes to be filled there for this year's 9th overall pick. And I think, like you said, the options are aplenty. I mean, there is so much to potentially look forward to with this pick. Like George Payton said, that Von Miller trade really gave the Broncos ultimate flexibility. Now they have the ability. They can say, all right, hey, we want to move down. We still got capital this year that we can really invest in players in this draft class that can help us now, but also build and accumulate for later. Or you could trade up if you really love a guy. Let's say the Broncos really love a guy like Alabama offensive tackle Evan Neal, and they're like, hey, we want to go up and get him. We want to have a staple on that right side, maybe move him to the left side eventually. Who knows? They have the ultimate flexibility to move up or down, or like everybody's assuming right now. I hate to assume anything like this, but a lot of people seem to be assuming that that ninth overall pick is going to belong to some other team at some point in time. And why? Because of a quarterback. And I don't know what that, you know, what that's going to look like, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. I have no idea. But what I do know is this: the Broncos have flexibility to do whatever they want, because now you have a top 10 pick. That's an attractive selection. If you're picking, let's say you're picking like 14th or 15th, and you're trying to trade with a team for their quarterback, man, that the 14th or 15th pick, that's not a super attractive selection. You're talking about the difference of only just a handful of picks, but at the same time, the difference of a handful of picks is the difference between what we saw this past year, Patrick Surtain, and somebody else, you know, anybody else, really. So, I mean, that's the difference of a top 10 pick versus a pick in the teens. And that matters to NFL teams, right? And so as you're looking at potentially how you could invest this draft capital, yes, mock drafts, they're a fun exercise to get to know prospects. But at this point in time, like you said before, free agency, we have no idea. I mean, we don't know who the Broncos quarterback is going to be. How are we supposed – we don't know who their coach is right now. How are we supposed to know anything of what they're trying to do other than taking best player available? Like you said, it's an exercise that's it's not necessarily fruitless in terms of like predicting or getting to know guys, but in terms of predicting the future right now, that's really hard to do. But they do have all options on the table, which I think for Broncos fans and Broncos country, that should be the most exciting thing right now.
I think if we've learned anything from George Payton going back to last year, once he came in really as the GM and talking about the draft, I mean, one word he mentioned, like you said, flexibility. We can move up, we can move back, we can do whatever we want. And you know what he did? He acquired more draft capital, which is a possibility here, but I think it's very contingent, like you said, depending on who the next Broncos head coach is, right? That's going to be a bigger appeal. If the Broncos go out and trade for a star quarterback that's on another team, well, guess what? That ninth overall pick is not going to be Denver's anymore. They're going to trade that. They're going to more likely trade their second round pick, their third round pick, and a future first, second, and third as well. So you are kind of dipping into that capital, but that's one thing that George Payton has done. He has built that war chest to make some moves. Now, like I said, there's always risk reward associated with it. And Broncos coach, I want to ask you the question. Would you be more comfortable with George Payton trading away draft capital to get a franchise quarterback from another team via trade? Or do you want him to keep assembling draft capital to be able to make the moves to get maybe a younger talent that the team might be interested in developing? All options are on the table. And I tell you what, Sarah, I'm so excited to be able to see what this offseason will hold for this Denver Broncos football team. You don't want to know a thing? I'm excited. I get to do it with you, get to talk with you, get to talk with Broncos country about all this. There's like this different vibe that's in the air. Like the season is over. I think we're all sad we don't get to watch a Broncos game this week. But I think that there's this optimism and excitement. I know a lot of Broncos fans were really buying what George Payton said in his press conference on Sunday. I think the future, the outlook right now by the fan base is great, and I think it can continue to get better. A lot of it's going to be predicated off of what moves that the organization does make, my friend. Can't wait to break it down with you in Broncos country all offseason long. And ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's episode of Lockdown Broncos, free and available everywhere you get your podcasts. You want to listen to us on the go. Thank you for making us your first listen of the day. When you wake up in the morning, you're making breakfast or you're working out, turn on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. Get the latest up-to-date objective coverage of all things Denver Broncos related here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. If you want to watch us on your smartphone, your TV, or your computer, Lockdown Broncos, search it on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, turn on notifications, and do us a favor, hit that thumbs up button, help push us out to the algorithm to more members of Broncos country. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode of Lockdown Broncos. Tomorrow's show, we're going to answer some listeners' mailbag questions as they sent them in. We're going to formulate the best responses to them. You get that here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast.